This is Lori Jones of Simple Serenity. I will be leading you in a guided yoga sequence, Yoga 1, which is also called mat yoga as opposed to standing yoga, as we'll be doing most of our poses directly on the mat this time. Feel free to lie down on your mat or on the floor in a comfortable position while listening to the brief introduction to this yoga sequence. This guided recording combines some simple body movements with a sense of deep awareness. Remember, by playing this recording regularly, at least once a day, you are nourishing and strengthening your body and participating in the practice of optimizing your state of well-being and health. Follow along as best you can, only doing what's possible for you, and refraining from anything that doesn't seem appropriate or wise at the time. Developing a deeper awareness and sensitivity to ourselves will be working at the limits we have at any given moment, finding our boundaries and not going beyond this point. Rather, looking deeply into our limits at each moment with full acceptance. By doing this work regularly, with care and awareness, continuing this learning process, you may soon notice that your limits are changing. The best effort combines patience, acceptance, and consistency, and the finest results will be achieved by not trying to do anything at all. It's enough simply to do what the recording says to do as best, being fully aware of exactly how your body is feeling in each moment. Simply noticing the feeling as precisely as possible and perhaps inquiring, what is this feeling? Where is it located? Is my mind reacting or responding to the situation? And if it seems wise to stop what you're doing, simply assume a comfortable posture and close the eyes. It's always okay to do this. Remembering to breathe fully and deeply and through the nose as much as possible. Play with working with your eyes open sometimes and closed at other times, exploring your own level of awareness and concentration. Begin now by lying on your back, on a mat or pad, or on the floor itself. Arms stretched out and down at the sides with the palms up facing the ceiling, if this is comfortable for you. Legs are stretched out in front, allowing the feet to fall out to the sides, being attentive to the relative alignment of the body so that the head, neck, and back feel straight and balanced. This is called corpse pose. It's about being very still, at the same time being fully alert and filled with the energy of the breath. Becoming aware now of the rising and falling of the abdomen, feeling the breath coming in and going out, paying close attention to the breath, to the life coming into the body, and the excess leaving the body, moment by moment. Noticing the support of the floor, traveling with your awareness, noticing. And now, on an in-breath, stretching the arms up over the head and lengthening the body, reaching the fingertips in one direction, the soles of the feet in the other direction. Stretching, opening the body, and creating space. This is called dual action, when opposing forces create space and lengthen the body and room for the breath. And then slowly returning the arms down alongside the body, palms facing up, noticing any sensations in the body from doing this one simple movement. And now, on an in-breath, bringing the knees up and pointing them toward the ceiling with the feet flat on the mat or the floor, and arms straight out from the shoulders this time, palms down, cupping the floor. We'll be doing pelvic rocks, beginning by noticing the small of the back and the waist, feeling that natural curve at the spine, and now pressing this part of the back down against the mat. As we press the pelvis down toward the mat, we'll be exhaling. And as we release the small of the back, we'll be inhaling. So now, taking the breath in and noticing the shape, the arch of the lower back, and breathing out, gently pressing the lower back to make complete contact with the floor or with the mat so that there's no arch remaining. And now, tipping the pelvis up toward the ceiling, breathing in and again, creating an arch in the lower back. Checking to make sure that the shoulders and arms are at ease. We're only moving the lower part of the body. And rocking the pelvis once again, flattening the lower back against the mat, loosening and easing the muscles of the lower back. And rocking again, tipping the pelvis down toward the floor, or we could say up as we did before, letting the natural arch return to the low back. And now doing this at your own pace for two or three times with the breath. And now, returning to stillness, feeling the back supported by the mat. Legs can either be outstretched or still bent with the feet on the floor. And then drawing the knees up to the chest, clasping just below the knees or behind the knees on the thighs for safety, allowing the back to soften and spread out. Rocking the body side to side, giving the back a gentle massage, and listening carefully to what your back would like you to do right now. And when you're ready, lowering both legs all the way down to the floor, hands by the side, allowing the breath to flow freely through the body. Now drawing the right knee up toward the chest, leaving the left leg long on the mat, and clasping with both hands just below the knee or behind the knee on the thigh, bringing the knee closer to the chest and moving it around in circles. Side to side as well, and forward and backward. Exploring the flexibility in the pelvis and in the hip joint, creating movement and openness, exploring the limits within your body. And now, becoming still with the knee, continuing to clasp it to the chest, raising the head toward the knee, possibly touching the forehead to the knee if that feels right to you. Being aware of the sensations in the neck as you raise the head, and then lowering the hands, lowering the leg, and lowering the head and neck back down to the mat. Perhaps taking just a moment to see if there's a difference in the body from one side to the other, just from this one movement. And now bringing the left leg up, clasping the knee safely, and bringing it toward the chest, again creating movements, circling the knee, moving forward and backward and side to side. Experience the movement in the pelvis and in the hip joint. And now bringing the knee to stillness, like we did on the other side, and raising the forehead toward the knee, very carefully, seeing if it'll touch the knee. If not, see where the head and neck want to come this one time. Breathing, and then lowering the head, releasing the hands, lowering the leg toward the floor. And now rolling slowly over onto your hands and knees so that you're on all fours, taking your time, paying attention to how you get from the back to the hands and knees. And now on all fours, allowing the back to be level, not sinking or not arching up at all. Making sure the hands are beneath the shoulders and the knees below the hips. And we'll begin a series of cat and cow stretches. In the cow position, the back is arched and slightly sagging, like a cow in a pasture. And the head and the neck turned upward, eyes looking toward the ceiling, and the tailbone is up toward the ceiling as well. In the other position, we'll be arching the back like a Halloween cat. The head and chin coming down toward the chest, the gaze will be toward the legs. Then breathing in the tailbone and head up like a cow. Breathing out like a cat. So let's begin. Breathing in, the tailbone and the head come up toward the ceiling like a cow in a pasture, letting the back sag. The spine sag, breathing out now as the back rounds like a cat. Noticing the vertebrae and any sensations along the spine or along the neck. Stretching and breathing. Finding a rhythm to this movement. Paying attention to the shoulders, wrists, forearms. As you repeat cat-cow several times. Inhaling, the head and the tailbone come up. Exhaling, the back arches like a Halloween cat. The gaze is toward the legs as the head is down. And repeating two or three more times. And finishing either cat or cow, coming back to neutral, breathing and noticing how the body feels. And now we'll extend this position, including a strengthening and balancing pose, lifting the right knee and leg off the floor and extending it back, feeling the support of one knee and both of your hands. And when you feel balanced in this three-pointed position, raising the opposite arm, in this case the left arm, and extending it forward so that you're now balancing on the left knee and leg and on the right hand and arm. Holding this position for a few moments and breathing, paying attention to any sensations in the body, making sure that the abdominal muscles are engaged, so that the belly doesn't sag. Breathing in and breathing out. And now returning to the four support position on all fours again. Taking in a deep breath and exhaling deeply as well, taking a moment. And then, as you feel ready, extending first the left leg back and then reaching forward with the right hand and arm, like we did on the opposite side. Balancing on the right knee and leg, the left hand and arm. Feeling the stretching at the shoulder, very gently. Stretching the leg out and back. Noticing the room that's created in the body by this posture. And then returning to the position of being on all fours. Back is in neutral, breathing. And now we'll do the half bridge, which will be reversing the stretch on the back. So turning over mindfully, noticing the transition, lying on the back, breathing. Settling into being on the back, this time against the mat. Bending both knees now so that the feet are flat on the floor, a few inches apart. And taking hold of the ankles with the hands, if possible. Or leaving the hands on the floor alongside the body. And then when you're ready, taking a deep breath in and lifting the pelvis off the floor, resting on the soles of the feet and the upper back, the shoulder blades, the back of the neck and head, simply resting in this position with the thighs as parallel as possible to the floor. The pelvis as high up as it will go without straining at all. Noticing your body, only allowing it to come into this position as it wants to. Breathing. Noticing, feeling the belly expand on an inhale and recede on an exhale. Chest opening and expanding, aware of any fatigue in the lower back and thighs. Maintaining this posture with minimal movement. Simply resting here as still as it's possible. Allowing the face to soften. Resting and breathing in this position. And now, slowly lowering the pelvis back to the floor, vertebrae by vertebrae, and stretching back out in the corpse pose with arms alongside the body, palms facing up. The feet falling open and breathing. Inhaling deeply and exhaling fully and completely. And now, drawing both knees up toward the chest, wrapping the arms around the shins or around the backs of the knees, squeezing the knees toward the chest, rocking slightly from side to side, gently stretching the back, giving it a gentle massage, rocking from side to side, and now raising the head up to the knees. And slowly rocking, very gently, from front to back. Within your limits. And when you're ready, stretching back out on your mat, sinking into the floor, into the corpse pose, bringing attention once again to the belly, breathing in and breathing out, staying in touch with your body. And from here, we'll do a restful restorative pose called Child's Pose, a pose that can be a constant refuge, possible at any time during any yoga practice. So, turning over and coming once again to all fours. Taking your time. And when on all fours, making sure that arms and hands are under the shoulders directly and the knees are right under the hips. Sitting back on the heels now, or back toward the heels. Bending the trunk forward from the waist, reaching forward with the arms and hands, stretching the arms and the back until the forehead is on the floor, if this is possible for you. So sitting into the heels, forehead on the floor or close to the floor, letting the back soften, and then bringing the arms around at the sides of the body, alongside the lower legs, for a slight variation of Child's Pose. Head resting on the forehead, slowly breathing in and out. Allowing this position to be a constant option at any moment during the sequence. And now coming back up and returning to the corpse position once again, being mindful of this transition as well. Paying attention to the body. To the breath coming in and moving through you. Paying attention to how you feel in each moment, in each position. And now, as you rest on the floor with alert attention, once again, drawing both knees toward the chest, clasping the hands behind the knees and lifting the neck and head so the knees and head come close together, holding this position, always exploring your limits and boundaries with sensitivity to your own body, and then releasing the pose and returning to the corpse pose for a moment, breathing deeply. Feeling the full capacity of the lungs, feeling life moving through the body, and noticing how you feel. And now extending the arms out to the sides, parallel with the shoulders, palms facing down. Or another option is clasping the hands behind the neck, either way. And drawing the knees up now toward the chest. In this position, we'll be doing a gentle twist of the spine. So breathing in and breathing out, and then allowing the knees to fall to the left side of the body, while simultaneously gently turning your neck and head to the right, so that the face is toward the right hand and arm, or the right elbow, keeping the feet and knees together as they fall to the left, both shoulders remaining on the floor. Simply allowing nature and gravity to assist this stretch. Only letting the knees fall as far to the left as they're comfortable doing. And the shoulders will tell you if one shoulder begins to rise up, then the knees are going too far. So finding your spot, feeling the stretch in the rib cage and across the chest and abdomen, breathing in this position, in and out, paying very close attention to any feelings, to any sensations. And now on an in-breath, turning the head and neck back to the center of the body, and on the out-breath, return the knees toward the center line of the body as well. And then moving in the opposite direction, moving with the breath, inhaling deeply, and as you breathe out, allowing the knees to fall to the right this time, and the head and neck to the left. Paying close attention to the stretch across the rib cage and the abdomen, noticing if one side is more flexible than the other. This sometimes happens. So leaving criticism or judgment behind, simply noticing. Another way of being attentive. And now breathing in. Returning the head and neck to center, and exhaling, bringing the knees to center, and returning to corpse pose. Again, legs are straight and long, feet kind of flopping open to the sides, and the hands are alongside the body with the palms facing up. Breathing. Stabilizing. Regrounding, returning to an even and rhythmic breathing pattern, allowing yourself to be. Noticing how you feel right now. How is this posture for you? Arms alongside the body, palms up, legs long, and feet falling open slightly, and breathing deeply. Inhaling completely and fully. And exhaling all the way out. And now breathing in and drawing the left leg toward you so that the left foot is on the floor, knee facing the ceiling. Taking a breath in and raising the right leg up toward the ceiling, hands at your sides still, paying attention to what's taking place in your body. Noticing how the muscles of the right thigh, buttock, and abdomen are at play. Noticing any tightness in the abdomen and perhaps the thigh. Maybe even feeling a little quivering or another sensation, trying to stay with it. Noticing if the mind reacts immediately and says, I want to stop. Seeing if you can simply be with any thoughts or emotions, as long as it's safe for you. Responding by choosing to remain in the posture, safely, for a few moments. Your leg is a heavy weight, and holding it up like this is strengthening. So paying close attention to how you're feeling right now, and then slowly letting the leg float down, touching the floor gently and breathing. And extending the left leg and bringing the right leg up this time, with the knee bent and the foot flat on the floor, and raising the left leg. Again, paying attention to the muscles of the abdomen and the pelvis. Can the deep core muscles be active? Noticing the thigh. And then feeling the muscles and the whole of the body work in exquisite harmony. Being aware of these sensations without necessarily reacting to them. staying with this pose for a moment or two. Breathing deeply in, all the way down to the bottom of the breath, and then exhaling fully and completely. And when you're ready, inhale one more time. And then on your exhale, slowly floating the leg back down to the floor, extending both legs for a moment, stretching them out a bit, paying attention with the breath to the abdomen and the abdominal muscles, to any sensation in this part of the body. And now, with the left leg extended, raising only the right leg, noticing the left leg is extended and the right leg is in the air. Bringing the right leg up as high as you comfortably can. Again, noting any sensations on the right side of the abdomen, in the thigh area. Any other areas along this part of the body, aware of how much strength is in these muscles right now. And turning the ankle in circles. Turning it to the left and then turning it to the right, flexing it forward. So the toes and then the heel move toward the wall in front of you, toes, heel, so that you can feel the muscles in the back of the leg also being stretched. And then gently lowering the right leg, breathing, allowing the right leg to be at ease, to settle in. Breathing deeply, reuniting breath with movement. So continuing the pattern of breathing and allowing the left leg now to rise up as the right leg returns to the mat extended. Being attentive to the muscles of the chest and the shoulders. Learning to isolate and simply work on one group of muscles at a time. In this case, the abdominal muscles on the left side of the body and the muscles of the thigh and buttock on the left side again. And turning the ankle to the left and to the right. Flexing the foot back and forth, noticing the feeling in the left leg, the life running through that leg, and the sensations in the left leg all the way throughout the leg, staying with these sensations for a moment, and then gently allowing the left leg to float back down to the floor, breathing deeply, and noticing any feelings, any sensations at all. And now turning over onto your right side, resting on the upper arm with the elbow bent and the right hand on the head, allowing the left hand to press down on the floor gently in front of the chest, legs extended downward and outward. Again, lifting the left leg straight up. These are side leg lifts, staying with whatever it is you may be feeling, bringing the left leg up a bit higher if possible, not forcing beyond any boundaries, yet coming right to the edge of these boundaries, breathing. And again, flexing the foot and circling the ankle around to the left and to the right. And now, gently allowing the left leg to float down until it touches the right leg. Breathing. and with the breath rolling over to the left side of the body, lying along the left side in the same position as before, head cradled in the hand, elbow bent, and this time raising the right leg, breathing in and out. These leg lifts are strengthening muscles all around the pelvis, breathing, paying attention. Again, noticing the working of the muscles right now, noticing the way the mind wanders, or perhaps is able to stay with what's occurring. Again, simply paying close attention, letting go of judgments, letting go of wishing things were different in some way, staying with the present moment, gently letting the right leg come down to meet the left, and then rolling over onto your belly. In this position, resting the head on either side of the face, sinking into the floor, feeling the way the abdomen pushes against the floor with an in-breath and hollows with an out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out. We'll be doing a pose called alligator. So bringing your arms down to your sides and resting the forehead on the floor. And on an inhale, raising the right leg off the floor just a few inches, relaxing the face. Noticing. This is an excellent exercise for strengthening and conditioning the lower back. So now bringing the leg down gently on an exhale and raising the left leg off the floor. Again, noticing any tightness in the buttocks. Aware of the way these muscles are working and holding up the leg. And then releasing slowly on an exhale. Let's do this sequence again, exploring the possibility of raising the trunk, the head and neck slightly as the right leg comes up. The torso, the upper torso, head and neck coming off the floor. If this is uncomfortable at all, simply lifting the leg only and allowing the chest and the head and neck to remain on the floor with the forehead on the mat. Breathing in and breathing out, noticing what is possible for you. And then gently lowering the leg and the upper body if it's engaged and breathing. And with the breath, now the left leg. Raising it up a few inches off the floor and possibly raising the upper torso, the head and neck, breathing with this, letting the face soften and the neck be long. If the mind wanders, returning awareness to the breath, to the part of the body that's moving or that's stilled. And now, breathing out, returning to resting the face on the floor, breathing and letting be. And again, allowing the arms to extend down the sides of the body, the palms up toward the ceiling, lying on your belly. We'll be doing the cobra. So resting the forehead on the floor, gently and sequentially, beginning to roll the head back toward the back, also the neck, the vertebrae in the upper back and central back, strengthening the back, noticing the arms are not carrying any weight at all, being attentive to the legs, aware of any sensations, breathing, and slowly exhaling, folding back down, first the vertebrae at the central and upper body, and then the neck, and then resting on the side of the face. Let's try this one more time. Rolling back with the head, then the neck, the upper back. Looking upward with the eyes, feeling the stretch in the back, going only as far as comfortable for yourself. Knowing what's right for you. Breathing right into the back. And then returning to resting the face on the floor and lying still on the mat. And then slowly turning the body over once again and coming into corpse pose. Paying attention to how you get from stomach to back. Taking your time. Breathing as you turn over. And so we've come full circle. Lying down with the hands at the sides, palms open, and allowing the feet to relax and fall open as well. Breathing. Inhaling deeply and exhaling fully and completely, letting go as best of all memories of anything we've done during this yoga sequence. Aware of this moment. Feeling any sensations at all. Perhaps giving yourself credit for taking this time. Feeling how the body moves and extends itself. How this flexibility can merge with life off the mat. Feeling the life within your body and nurturing awareness. A willingness, perhaps a commitment, to give time and attention toward optimizing your health and well-being in this way. Yoga teaches true flexibility is as much about an adaptable mind as a pliant body. The courage to be open to whatever is happening and to work with that discovery in a kind and compassionate manner is the heart of yoga. Breathing deeply in, fully and completely, all the way to the bottom of the breath, and then exhaling that breath fully and completely, and continuing to breathe for as long as you like. Now that our yoga meditation and our yoga sequence comes to an end.